This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, ESPN App, Sirius XM Channel 80 as well. Wherever you can find us, you find us. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests, join us on the Goodyear Hotline. And we want you to be part, of course, Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation, presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is back. So are the fans. Return to glory at Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 to be part of that conversation with us today. And you know, Bart Scott, my family's protected is yours. September's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and there's no better time to check this big item off your to-do list. So use SelectQuote. SelectQuote's been helping families for over 35 years. Quotes take only minutes and are totally free. Go to SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com. Bart, you like yourself some petty?
I'm the king of petty. Like, I told you, I hate my gums because they black. I'm just telling you. You know I love petty.
It's just something about petty that I think I really enjoy. And as a reporter, it makes your job so much easier. When you guys just come out and it's just obvious petty. And Aaron Rodgers certainly on that petty train. But, you know, the bigger story obviously coming up in this weekend, Sunday night, Tom Brady back in New England, right? And that's been the storyline. And I'm telling you, like, there's a certain kind of petty that I think is a story that we have not yet heard anyone really talk about that I want to get into in a minute. First and foremost, of course, there is a book coming out. ESPN's Seth Wickersham has authored this, and you know it's good. It's called It's Better to Be Feared, which I know you love that title already.
Yeah, and respect it.
And it's just about the relationship with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft and, of course, the New England Patriots. And 20 years of greatness and all the championships, 9 Super Bowl appearances, 7 titles, and yet 6. And yet it seems like there was always controversy. It was always like it never was that comfortable relationship. It never seemed like that Brady was ever truly happy there. Belichick would never show him the love like we've been hearing about. And Robert Kraft seemed to have sided with Tom Brady this whole way. But the story, the biggest petty story of all is how when it was time to go and Brady's standing like Will Smith in the living room.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, well, you know, let me.
Why you don't want me, man?
When you say, like when, if the day ever came where we would split.
Yeah.
You know, like you went on to do greater things and like you wouldn't just send me a text like, yeah, I'm out. I'm going to do this now.
Nah, man.
We'd meet face to face.
Yeah.
We put our time in together.
Express our gratitude.
Yes.
Well, thank you for helping me get to where I am. And it's time for me to move on, man. But I enjoyed the ride. I would think that that's kind of how it was with Mike and Mike, right? When they decided to split something, they went in the Hall
of Fame. I don't know. Well, I'm not quite sure about that story.
I'm just assuming.
Yeah, right? I'm not quite sure about all that. I'll leave that one alone. But I do know, though, that in this case, as Brady wanted to meet up and say goodbye to Bill Belichick, Bill Belichick said, I didn't have time. And they did not meet.
So it's like petty, right? It's like we've all had friends, right, that every time they call you, you're there for them. The one time you think about yourself and don't do what they need or what they want you to do, you realize that it was never a friendship. It was a business deal. And now that you're no longer worth to him or value to him, you're dead to him. And it's like, okay, well, thank you. Yeah. And they'll say all the right things.
I'm not available to meet you after 20 years and all the championships and you're moving on. It's like, yeah, no, I'm not available.
It shouldn't be anything that was more important than adding closure to this relationship or this business deal, right? And listen, is it ever pretty, right? Is it ever pretty, right? Because we knew the dynasty. Before we knew of the dynasty of 6 championships in 2 decades, we knew about the dynasty that was the Dallas Cowboys, right? And that had a lot of warts, right? Because what happens?
Well, Jimmy Johnson and Jerry, yeah.
Because what happens? Somebody wants the credit.
Egos
get in front of the way. Pride has been the downfall of many men, right? It's about humility.
Accurate.
Right? And it's being able to accept that this was a collaborative effort. But somebody wants to have more credit, right? And somebody wants to have more power. And listen, ultimately, it cost them the opportunity because they could have put the same team around Tom Brady that they put around mac and cheese, arguably a little better. And I would say that Tom Brady wouldn't need the team that he has in You know, he wouldn't need the team that he has in Tampa to be as successful in New England because they were a machine.
Yeah, well, what he has in Tampa, as Bill has said, he's in a better place. And it's, and I'll explain, I think, what he means by that. But let's just, again, we'll go with the relationships first because they will, you know, they will be reunited on the field now opposite each other. And all eyes will be on after that game.
Before the game.
Before the game. You know, will there be any interaction between the two? But Wickersham was on KJM this morning, and he was talking, again, this is a fantastic book that's coming out. It's going to be a must-read, of course, one of the great dynasties in the history of sports. And he just talked about this odd relationship between Brady and Belichick and the dynamic between them.
Tom Brady had talked for years about how he was sure that the moment that Bill didn't think that he could play at the highest level, that they might move on from him. And even though Robert Kraft had kind of said, you know, that Brady had earned the right to walk away on his own terms, and he kind of did that by walking away as a free agent, you know, that's how things ended. And I, you know, in terms of the pregame, I don't know. I think that these two guys, what they did together for 20 years is amazing. And to have, you know, two high achievers be able to produce that for 20 years is amazing. And my gut would tell me that there's a lot of love between them, even if right now I think that it seems like that things are strained.
Would you say love or is
respect.
It maybe
respect. Like love is a harsh word. Love is like maybe what he had to like Charlie Weiss, one of his coordinators or somebody that was his quarterback's coach. Right. Love is
Josh
a strong.
McDaniels.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love is a strong word, man, because remember, it is a bit of a disconnect between head coach and player. Like it's a more closer relationship between player and position coach. Right.
Okay, yeah.
So
you meet with them every day.
You're with them every day. You have the conversations with them every day. Right. My situation with Rex was different because he was my coordinator. He was a defensive line coach. You know, I never had that relationship with Brian Billick. I didn't have that relationship with Harbaugh. Right, I had that relationship with Rex because we kind of came up together. So I would think it's somebody within that organization that Tom is really, really close to, that he confided in, that he even vented about Bill too. Right? It's somebody, whether it's his quarterback's coach or somebody like that, maybe even Josh McDaniels. Him and Josh McDaniels maybe probably are a lot closer. And we know their relationship with some of the things on the sideline and the antics, but
right. It
was more love. I think with Bill is all about the respect. And it's going to be interesting to see how they embrace each other. Do they decide to do it before?
Just get out of the way.
Because it's been an awkward thing. And listen, they're not going to discuss what his dad said. They're not going to discuss what Guerrero said. It's just going to be more about, hey, how you doing, Tom? Blah, blah, blah. Maybe shake your hand. Hey, man, have a good game. Good luck out there. And it's going to be that. It's going to be short. It's not going to be that because it's something underneath the current of that. Right? And listen, Jimmy Johnson and Jerry Jones, they still haven't buried the hatchet. He
did,
just
did
thought
you
about
see
burying
when he
the
gave
hatchet
him
like
the
this
ring.
Year.
Did you see – I was watching, I guess they were showing highlights, and they were showing the ceremony when, because obviously with Jimmy Johnson in the Hall of Fame, he gives him his ring at the game in Dallas. And the hug that he gave him was the most uncomfortable, like sort of like, okay.
We did enough.
Like, all right. Like, not too close. You know, like, okay, we're talking now, but we ain't like that.
Ain't all forgiven.
Like, you could see the look on, like, Jerry was trying to, like, play it up, and Jimmy was like, no.
Yeah, because Jerry's a showman, right? He understands. He's all about the show, right? He'll do anything to make sure that the narrative is what he wants. And I would think
that's why I think it takes time. Like Pat Riley and Magic Johnson were so close for so many years. They won a lot of championships together, right,
yeah.
As player and coach. And that broke up. Riley had to go, right? Like, and it does take time to heal sometimes that stuff where they can then get back together and we're good again.
It takes conversations, honest conversations. I don't think that.
I don't know if, I think
Tom
you're right.
Tom retires and he's there in the box and he's around the facility.
Well, you reflect on your career too. They're both still in the fight. They're both still in the hunt. So I think the idea that Bill wouldn't give him 5 minutes just to meet face to face, as much as it sounds like, wow, that's really bad and really petty, there's another part of me that thinks, I could see Bill saying, like, this ain't time for that.
But that's the thing,
this
though.
This ain't time for
but
that.
But that's the thing.
Tom, you're leaving me.
But Tom wanted closure. You try to get rid of him. When the internal fight was about Jimmy G and keeping Jimmy G for the future.
Amazing.
And Tom said, hey, one of us got to go. Like, he was trying to get rid of me. So when I decide to leave on my terms, now it's an issue. Oh, so if it's on your terms, it's like – it's like if you break up with me first, it's okay with you. If I break up with you first, it's okay with me. So somebody's going to be bitter.
Somebody's going to feel bad.
Tom outlasted. Because this is the thing. How the hell does a quarterback with the resume of Tom Brady ever get to free agency or get to become a lame duck quarterback if you haven't already told him that you didn't believe in him long term? That he told you he wanted to play till he was 45 years old, mm-hmm. and you didn't believe that he can play at a high level. So not only did he not want to kind of do a year-to-year thing, he wanted a long-term commitment, which is what he got from Tampa, a two-year strong commitment. Like, you don't think they could have gave him a two-year commitment? He's saying, hey, from what Tom Brady did, and maybe Bill looked at him and how he looked in that Tennessee game in the playoffs when Vrabel came in their house and it looked like, wow, they're vulnerable. We never see them lose in Gillette. Maybe he thought it was a wrap. And Tom said, hey, man, it's a wrap because you got me, you got these bums around me and I gave you all this money and you're not allowing me to give you my input to tell you where I am in my career and what I need to be successful. You're telling me what I need to be successful and not allowing me or appreciating my opinion for me to tell you what I need and what I want to be successful.
Now, you know, and again, you mentioned that part of it, which is, of course, now the third piece to the relationship, which is the owner, Robert Kraft. You know, when you're – see, Belichick is like the father who wasn't ready to talk to the son like he's a grown man.
Right, yeah, you're a grown up.
Like, you're still a kid to me.
Yeah.
You're still a kid in my eyes. Like, I know, you know, like I'm – you've accomplished all this stuff. We accomplished together. Don't forget, I created you. Like,
yeah,
I you know,
exactly.
like I brought you in this thing.
Nobody wanted you.
Like, you're now – what you're now – you think you're at my level now? Like, this is – we can't have that kind of relationship. I can't see you that way.
We're not equals.
But the fact that, okay, so Brady feels a certain way about that, and then Belichick feels a certain way about, oh, you're getting close with the owner? Oh, you just – now you're going above my head?
Yeah.
And you're going to the owner
now?
You're
going to grandpa.
Think about it like this in our world. Radio producer producing our show, okay? And he's, you know, a young guy. Let's say Anthony Pusick, right? We loved Anthony in New York.
Yes.
All right, so Anthony's producing our show. So Anthony's our producer, and he's younger, and we have fun with him and all that stuff, but we're used to kind of like dealing with him as somebody that, you know, like answers to us.
Follows our instructions.
Anthony gets promoted. He's suddenly now running the station.
Oh, that happens all the time.
Right? And we're like, now he's our boss.
Yeah.
And we're like, man.
Man,
like,
get out of here, like, man.
You can tell us what to do?
Exactly.
Like, don't forget, man. You know, you came in this thing. Like, we got you started.
Listen,
so I think for Belichick, that's hard to do.
I experienced the same thing. Like, it was hard. It was adjustment period, right? Because remember, Mike Pettine, right, was my defensive coordinator. Mike Pettine was a coach we used to throw in the cold tub and bowl down the hallway. His first job was, you used to tell him, hey, tight or wide, because he filmed practice. Like, he was the guy to get up there before they had the bungee in case they fell off, that they wouldn't die. That's what his job was.
Damn.
And all of a sudden, he's telling me, hey, Bart, you got to get over the top. Like, what?
Yeah, who are you talking to?
Like, who the hell are you? Yeah. Like, bro, you better pipe it down in front of everybody around here. Don't be talking to me like that.
It's just like,
it's a tough
thing. The dynamic is really interesting. And again, this book, you know, dives into one of the most fascinating dynasties that we've ever seen. And it's in our modern era. So right now, tell you what, let's talk to somebody who's been part of that.
He knows all the wars.
He certainly does. Rob Ninkovich, who joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Your best years, obviously, in the NFL with the Patriots, championships and all. So, Rob, thanks so much for joining us. By the way, appreciate you. I know you've been real busy this morning. But the first thing I really wanted to ask you about, and by the way, myself as a Jets fan, I find it always hard that when I meet or get to talk to somebody who is a Patriot who I'm supposed to hate, and then I find out they have a great personality, they're really entertaining, and you like them.
They never let us see it.
Like,
we never get to see it, man.
Like I said this to Greeny, I'm like, I like him. I don't know if I – am I supposed to, but I do. But so with that in mind, reading the excerpts of this book, reading other books about, you know, everything that go on in Patriots, you lived it. Is it as – I don't want to say crazy, but is it as – I don't know. Is it challenging? Is it difficult? Is it chaotic? What is the way to describe what it's like to be in that environment for the amount of years that you were there?
I mean, look, when you're playing for the Patriots and the expectations are so high every single season, it takes a lot. It takes a lot out of you. I mean, the stress levels of coming into every season. I mean, imagine being in a locker room or in an environment where if you don't win a Super Bowl, you're a failure, you know? So I think that puts a lot of stress and strain because you do have a great Tom Brady quarterback, greatest of all time quarterback, greatest coach. You have the opportunity to put yourself in those positions. And when you don't finish and you don't win and you get to the AFC, I think there was 7 AFC championships in a row where, you know, it's tough when you lose that game or you get to the Super Bowl and you lose that game and then you're going to the offseason, you feel like you're a failure. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to make sure that you get back to that. But, you know, the one thing I would say is, the experience of playing in all those big games. And early in my career, I played with Zach Thomas and just guys that would literally cut off their pinky to have the opportunity to play in the games, those big time plays, you know, like Jason Taylor, for example, or another big time guy that played a long time and is a Hall of Famer, that when you have those opportunities, you can't take that for granted. So I don't take any of my experience for granted. I really had a heck of a career, but it's definitely mentally straining. We all know that football is physically demanding, but mentally it takes a lot out of you. So yeah, it's not easy, but Bill will be the first one to tell you that playing for the Patriots isn't easy.
Is it ultimately the straw that broke the camel's back? Because at some point, like when you come in as a rookie and your coach, you have that relationship, it's like a father-son relationship. But at some point, Tom Brady became a man and, you know, a husband and had kids and really was established in his league. Was that the straw that broke the camel's back? Just he never saw Tom as maybe an equal or somebody that he should see as a partner? Like, because I think if any player had earned the right to become a partner and be able to call his own shots at certain things as far as personnel and especially with him giving money back, was that maybe the straw that broke the camel's back? He never gave Brady the respect that he felt like he deserved?
No, it's tough. It's tough when you look at that aspect of the game because, Bart, you understand that as a player, you know, we have a specific job and a role that a lot of ownership and the GM and upper level executives that are making all those decisions, sometimes they feel like they're the smartest guys in the room and they understand that those are the best decisions that they're making for the future of the team. And you'll see somebody get paid and you're like, oh, that guy had like 2 sacks last year. Why are they paying him so much money? And you start to realize as you get older that this business, the NFL, is not about what you've done for me. It's about what you will do in the future and how many seats can you fill and how much money can you make. This business is a $1 billion industry for a reason. And these owners, you know, went and got in and bought a team for $100 million. Now they're worth $5 billion. You know, that definitely helps your, you know, pumps you up a little bit to where you're like, hey, you know, look at what I've done. Look at the things that we've done. But in actuality, this whole thing doesn't go unless it's the players making the plays. And those are the guys that are filling the seats. So, you know, as a player, sometimes you can get a little bit jaded. And I know I've been in the past when I was released a few times and, you know, the Saints said I was a long snapper when I said, what are you talking about, a long snapper? Like, doesn't make sense to me. I thought I had a pretty good career now. You know, you look back on it and yeah, they make mistakes too. So the Patriots missing Tom and letting him go, yeah, definitely. Look at him. He just won a Super Bowl, right? And he still looks good. He's leading the NFL in passing at his age. So everyone makes mistakes. We definitely make mistakes, but the whole, you know, the Tom and the Bill thing and the, you know, no compliments. I mean, Bill never complimented me either. So that's just the way he is. He's a coach that doesn't go around and hand out compliments because I'm paid. You know, you would always say you're paid to make a tackle and to get to the quarterback. You know, if you're going above and beyond, then yeah, like I might say good job, but that's what your job is. So at the end of the day, I think that the time they're spent together, they did had a heck of a record. They did a heck of a lot of things that broke history books and wrote history. So, you know, it's going to be exciting Sunday. I'm going to be at the game as a fan. I'll be up in the box.
Are you cheering or booing Tom? Are you cheering or booing Tom?
No.
Well, I'm asking the fans.
I won't boo Tom, but I won't boo Tom. I'm going to cheer like, hey, Tom, yeah, good to see you. It's like, you know, it's like that guy you see, you know, old friend. You're like, hey, what's up, Tom? But in the back there, like, all right. You know,
all right, moving on. Right, exactly. Yeah. It's like when Jimmy and Jerry were on the field together in Dallas. It was like, all right, here you go. All right, let's move on. We don't have to be that close anymore.
Yeah, but I still live in the area. So, you know, I'm not looking to get egged or have, like, anything thrown at my home.
It's all right. You got to make sure you make a business decision there as well. Hey, Robbie, I want to ask you this. I want to call this Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. It's because I have a bit of a theory that I think there's a storyline that we haven't dove into enough, and I know it's still early in the week, but I feel like this is something to keep an eye on because, you know, the greats are maniacal, right? And I look at this like, okay, Tom Brady's coming back. We're talking about him and Bill Belichick and how bad he wants to beat Bill and you know, obviously the prodigal son returning to New England and how much that'll be on his mind. But he only plays on one side of the ball. There is somebody on the other side of the field that now everybody's saying is Tom Brady 2.0. that he is now Bill's next project, that he's going to be able to do the same things and all the stuff that we've heard. There's a part of me that feels like, and you being a defensive player, I wonder. I asked Bart this, I'd ask you the same. If you're on the Bucs defense, your loyalty for Tom Brady because you just won a championship is probably out of 10. With that in mind, is there extra motivation to make sure the rookie looks like a rookie in this game?
Well, I mean, I think anytime you play a rookie quarterback, you're trying to make sure that they don't go out there and have a great game against you because they're rookie quarterbacks and they're seeing things for the first time. So, you know, with the first 3 weeks under the Mac Jones' belt, I think week one you saw the poise that he's able to handle the blitz. I think that you saw something in him that a lot of the rookies right now, you look across the league, they're not doing. They're not digesting what the defense is showing them. They're not checking. They're not making the proper adjustments. And Mac Jones, I mean, last week in particular against the Saints, I think he was pressured or hit on basically 50% of every dropback that he had. So when that's the case, you know, if you're the Bucs, you have to be licking your chops to try and get after him. The Patriots' offensive line has looked like they've struggled in the first 3 weeks of the season. They just don't look like themselves, like what we've been used to seeing.
Because there's no Tom Brady, Rob.
Tom Brady, you know, Tom Brady's been going a while now. Mm-hmm. Last year was Cam, you know, this year's a rookie. So mm-hmm. he's 2 years removed. And, yeah, Tom Brady, it's just like Aaron Rodgers. You know, Aaron Rodgers in the game this week mm-hmm. had 30-something seconds left. You ever count him out? No,
nope.
Because that's Aaron Rodgers. Tom Brady, now he's with Tampa. So now the confidence there is with Tampa as far as they can be in any situation. They have the confidence like, hey, we're going to get this done. So that's the challenging part for the Patriots to try and get that back. How do you do that? I'm just a commentator. I don't know. I used to play football. I used to sack quarterbacks. I'm not a coach.
Okay, Rob, we're against the break, but I just have that. All Tom has to do is go to David or Whitey and say, get him for me. And that will light that defense
that's
up. They will
get,
they would heat his ass up like never before. You already know.
Hey, Bart, I'm going to flip a question at you, though. If you played with Tom for 8 years and you could never touch him and he was always in a red jersey and you got to play against him, wouldn't you be licking your chops?
Oh, yeah. Night-night.
Yes.
Night-night. But the thing is, I may not be able to get to him because he know how I blitz. He's been watching me. Listen, Tom, one of these guys got a book on everybody just in case.
No, I love it. See, but that's exactly it, though. All the different storylines. It's not just Brady, Belichick, and Rob. Thanks so much. Appreciate you joining us here with the insight. And look forward to talking to you next week about the experience you had in New England. All the best.
Dub Bears.
All right. Thanks for liking me. I'm a likable guy now.
No, very, very much so, especially when you do the Chicago accent. It's one of my favorites.
Later. Hey, guys. Go Bears.
We had to get one in. Rob Ninkovich on the Goodyear Hotline, giving us a straight talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. So, yes. So, that's one set of petty. There's more petty. All kinds of petty.
We're serving petty burgers.
Bart Scott said he's Richard Petty, the king of all petties. But there's different kind of petties. And there's petty Aaron. And is that the best kind of Aaron? Like, really think about it. If there's an Aaron Rodgers you like the most, to me, it's not the cover band, coffee house, ponytail, unaffected Aaron. No, no, no. It's petty Aaron, and we will discuss that next. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Hahn.
Can't Diego Jr. come on nationally after Bart and I.
Did you just try to separate yourself from me? You just trying to separate yourself from HR?
Bart and I. What?
Yeah, that I came late, man. That I came real, real late. He was like in house party. Shireen! Shireen! And the uncle opened up the shade and he ran. And he was about to leave me, man.
I was not.
Bart and Han.
So not true. Oh, by the way, a little Tom Petty for you as we're talking Petty.
Sheree!
The best song, too. You Got Lucky. This is like Belichick should play this in the stadium. Listen to the words real quick. Like, watch what you say. Watch what you do to me. Don't get carried away. If you think you can do better than me, go.
You got lucky. Bruce Aaron sitting over there with a cane go. Bruce Aaron, listen, this is how Bruce Aaron pulled up on Tom Brady in a conversion van with the tube TV. Remember back in the day, all the players had a conversion van.
He goes, listen to this song. He goes, you got lucky when I found you in 199th pick overall. You got lucky when I found you.
We both been of a particular age, man. Remember back in the day, that was the thing. The conversion van, all the players had the conversion van, and it had the TV in it, right? Yeah. And it had like the little, it didn't have like leather itch. It had like the velour type of suede, like type of seats.
Yeah, in the summer, it was uncomfortable to sit in those things, man. Especially if you was sweaty. Oh, it was nasty.
The pimp and the player. I can imagine Barry White had one of those. You know what I'm saying? Something like that, man.
Yeah. Well, it's like in.
That's how my grandfather
in Uncle Drew, right? Uncle Drew movie.
Yeah, exactly.
The shag carpet.
Like, hold up. Grandpa, what the hell you be doing in here?
Oh, man. All right. So the Brady, the Tom Petty Brady, yeah. You have that going on up there, and that is obviously the story. And I found it interesting how Ninko did flip it on you, as we talked about. That defense feels like – you know, if I'm on that defense, I was saying this before, a story nobody's talking about is Mac Jones has no idea what he's walking into, bro. Like, he's walking into something going like, oh, this is nice. Oh, Tom Brady. Yeah, I really honored him. Yeah, I really thought the world of him. And the Bucs defense is going, all right, son, hope you know what you're in for, because we're here for Tom, and we're going to make sure that everybody that thinks that you're the next one, not so much.
I got the perfect analogy. Remember old school when he thought his wife was in there cheating and she was learning the class with her friends? And he went in there. He's like, he had the cucumber.
Yes.
And then he got his ass kicked. Yeah, hold up. It's one thing to fool somebody with trickery before you know I'm in a fight. See, Mac Jones don't even know he in a fight yet until that first quarter. And they start talking to Mac Jones. Mac Jones is going to be like, why are they yelling at me? I just got here. I'm new. Yeah, keep your punk blah, blah, blah.
Why are you so mad at me?
Yeah, all day. Like, they are really pissed off. Did I do something?
Why are you being so mean?
Did I offend them?
Yeah, no, they're doing this.
And I hate Nick Saban. Like, man, what the hell Nick Saban got to do?
It's for Tom. And if you don't think that that's not coming into this game, oh, it is. Listen. It is. And that's going to be a big story. Anyway, so that's part of that. That certainly is part of that. Hey, my family's protected. Is Mac Jones. Is yours.
Yeah.
September's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and there's no better time to check this big item off your to-do list, so use SelectQuote. SelectQuote's been helping families for over 35 years. Quotes take only minutes, totally free. Go to SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com.
So, okay. I don't really need
that. Yeah, so that's on the Brady side of things in that game. But there's more Petty in the NFL, and I'm telling you, like I said at the top of the show, as there's somebody who's a reporter who used to be in those scrums as a beat writer, just trying to – just give me something. Like, I go to a Bart Scott because I know Bart Scott's giving me something.
Give me some juice.
Like, I need something, right? And what you love is a lot of times the stars, they're above that. I'm not going to really tell you how I feel. I'm not going to let you know that what you write bothers me.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We know it does. And I love when the stars, when the superstars acknowledge that, yeah, I don't like what's being said about me. And I'm going to prove you wrong. And that's Aaron Rodgers, who now is hanging on the rim two games now that, again, second half against Detroit, that's Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And then, of course, this past weekend, that's Aaron Rodgers. And the performance he had against the Niners defense, fantastic. And now he's feeling good about himself, so he goes to his comfort zone, Pat McAfee show, and he continues to let people know, oh, I'm going to stay Petty Aaron.
Well, it's a rough night, I guess, for some of those he doesn't care campers. I love the game, man. I love competing. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like having the ball in your hands with a chance to win the game late in the game. That's what we live for. That's what we dream about. We don't dream about, kneel downs at the end of games. We dream about, okay, we got to go down and put the ball in position to either win it with a field goal or win it with a touchdown. That's what you dream about.
Bart, I'll take this all day. I think more athletes should just be open and upfront about the fact that, what you say, that bothers me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm telling you, criticism fuels performance.
Yeah.
I've always believed that. Criticism fuels performance more than cheers, more than accolades, more than anything else. Criticism is what fuels performance, and that's what happened here with Aaron Rodgers, and I love it.
Bro, I'm here because Ms. Vibbert told me.
Excuse me?
Ms. Vibbert.
Yeah?
Told me.
Ms. Vibbert.
Vibbert, yeah.
Who's that?
She's my elementary school teacher. She told me that I had a greater chance against struck by lightning than I did to make it to the NFL.
What grade was this?
This is like sixth grade.
So is this a story of what do you want to be when you grow up and you said I want to play in the NFL?
Yeah. Kind of like that.
And she saw it and said no.
Yeah, got a greater greater chance to get struck by lightning.
How would you ever say that to a kid?
This is from like Mike Bite that kicked me off the team. Like everybody has one. Right, and listen.
Michael Jordan had, of course, the varsity coach in high school who cut him as a 10th grader.
He's like, bro, you in 10th grade. Like, it's okay. Go play JV. Like, no, I shouldn't. No, he hated me. No, I'm going to show him. Like, we all got him. And, like, you giving Aaron one right now. See, but the reason why some athletes don't really say that publicly is because they know if they say that publicly, if they fail, it's going to get thrown back in their face. Right? But Aaron Rodgers is so secure in who he is, he don't mind naming names. Because at this point, he knows that there's nobody better than him, that he's one of the best players to ever play the game, and he understands that he's Yoda right now. He's not baby Yoda. He's Yoda right now. He's mastered his powers, and he knows that he always will perform well enough where the haters can't hate. Right? Exactly. So do or do not try not option.
There is no try.
But a lot of players have those people, but
there is no try.
You know, they only come out and say that after they've had the victory. Because you stuck with pie in your face, as you said before. So Aaron Rodgers is saying this. He didn't say this after the Saints game. He had a bit of humility to himself. Like, listen, we blah, 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 blah. But after Detroit, he's feeling good. After this one, he's like, oh, y'all really had way hate. Like, yeah, y'all didn't give me credit because it was Detroit. But, man, this was who y'all thought my nemesis was. Look what I did to them.
I want to know what fans think. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Because, again, I'm coming from the reporter's perspective. You as a player, do you prefer that? Like, when you see a teammate and you know what he's really thinking and he says something completely different than the media, you're like, man, what are you talking about? You know what's bothering you, liar.
Yeah,
right? Because I know I love it. This, when people say, oh, man, Aaron Rodgers, leave it alone, let it go. No, more. I love this. If you as a fan, do you prefer when the athletes do talk? That they are like that, petty. That they want to remind you, all the haters, yeah, how do you like me now? Like, do you like that, or do you prefer, keep it on the up and up, stay classy, pretend it doesn't bother you, don't acknowledge the criticism, because I think the criticism is what fuels performance.
Yeah. We're all about healing, right? Here, we're like the Dr. Phil for the sports fans.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do I want them to call up and say, do they like their athletes like that?
Yes.
I wanted them to get it off their chest. I want them to call in and say who is the reason they're where they're at and who they hate, who they hate, right? Who was their motivation? Because most people are like that, too. It's human nature. Athletes are just amplified. They just have more people to hate on because when you're an athlete, you live in a fishbowl, so you got more haters, so you got more fuel. So I want them to call up and say, do they like athletes like that? But also, I want them to name names. I want them to name who shunned them, who big-timed them. Like who ugly duckling them? You know what I mean? Like, you know, sometimes you go through these phases. You got
everybody has somebody that at one point they said, "Oh, you didn't think I could do it? Well, I did it." Do you want to hear about their accomplishments too? You want them to be petty?
Yes.
We're going to give you an opportunity to be petty.
Yes,
today we're playing Tom Petty. We want you to be petty. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
So
the Dr. Pepper call
Ms. Vibbert.
Barton Hahn Nation, time to be petty. This is your opportunity to be petty. So go ahead and do that. We'll get the calls rolling on that. But I still, it's amazing to think that a teacher would say something like that to you. I do want to get back, though, quickly before we go. And this is why I feel this way about the Mac Jones situation. Tom Brady can't be on the field against Mac Jones. He can't. His defense can. They would do it for him. Think about it this way. What if the Bulls drafted Kobe?
Ooh.
And then they moved, and Michael Jordan left, right? Mm. And Michael Jordan, remember, took time off before he came back with the Wizards, so it wasn't the same when he went back and played the Bulls. It's a little different.
Yeah.
But if it was exactly the next year, what would he have done to Kobe in that first game at Chicago?
Same thing they did to
– Now, he loved Kobe. Obviously, he loved him. But that's your – wait. Everybody said, Kobe, oh, that's the next one. Like, even I say it about Vince Carter.
Yeah.
VC, I loved him. I love Vince Carter at North Carolina. But similar – you know, that Vince Carter is sort of like that Jordan thing.
Yeah.
What if that – what if the Bulls drafted Vince Carter like, that's our guy now? What if Phil Jackson said, all right, we're going to put him in that same Jordan spot. We're not paying him anymore.
Yeah.
And Jordan comes back. What do you think he would do?
The same thing.
Tom Brady is just as maniacal as Michael Jordan. In fact, he's named Michael Jordan as someone he's chasing as far as goats go, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm telling you, like, that is why that's my theory. All right, we'll get to your calls coming up here. It's time for you to be petty. Go ahead and be
the petty.
Barton Hine coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. We are brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle auto, home, motorcycle insurance. Visit progressive.com. Your calls. But first, here's Bart with Straight Talk.
5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action. Well, not anymore, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract. Get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money, Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise, 5G compatible devices required. Actual availability, coverage, and speeds may vary. Back after this with a petty hour.
Yeah. Help you again. Yes.
Introducing ATG by Wrangler, outdoor apparel that doesn't compromise. Shop Wrangler.com.
Bart and Han.
You know what, Bart Scott? I think we just discovered something. New segment on the show. Petty. Petty something. We got to call it something.
The Petty Hour.
The Petty Hour.
Here to pump you up.
ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us in the Goodyear Hotline. Paul Feinbaum is going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour. But before we do that, though, let's get to some calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. John is in New Orleans. John.
What's up, guys?
What do you have for us in the petty hour?
All right, so I need to say first that I know she ain't listening, but my mom used to tell me all the time, I told her I wanted to sound like Vince Gill, I wanted to be a singer. Mm. Now, I'm not a country music fan anymore, but she used to tell me all the time, John, you can't carry a tune in a bucket.
Oh.
And I won't say I pulled a Michael Jordan. But I am a full-time professional singer today.
Take that, mama! In your face, mama! In your face!
See, I like that. Now, perfect.
Now, look, my mom is one of my biggest supporters today. So
she Mike Jones. Around. She Mike Jones you, though. Back then, they want you. Now you hot. She all on you. It's okay, Mom. I don't know. Make mama pay for tickets to come see you. Don't give her no free tickets. A damn sure don't give her the up-road tickets.
I tell you what, though, I'm all right with it. John, that's a great story. It's a great way to set up this segment. I appreciate you, John. And by the way, congratulations. That's just how you do it. I mean, that's just how you do it. Oh, I can't. Oh, I can't.
In your face.
I don't know the word can't. You know, Mom, you're supposed to teach me that.
That, that voice.
She was a bandwagon fan.
Yeah. That voice changed after puberty. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe it did.
I couldn't hold a bucket now. me. I'm good now, Ma. Don't
raise me. So stay on hold. We will continue with your petty calls. But coming up, the end of an era in college football already. We will discuss with one expert coming up next. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Han weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Han, the podcast.